Everyone who is born holds dual citizenship, in the kingdom of the well and in the kingdom of the sick. Although we all prefer to use only the good passport, sooner or later, each of us is obliged, at least for a spell, to identify ourselves as citizens of that other place. Susan Sontag. The history of illness is not the history of medicine. It is the history of the world, and the history of having a body could well be the history of what is done to most of us in the interest of a few. Anne Boyer.
I rarely enjoy an entire night of rest without interruption.
I fixate on the whirls of brass of a light fixture, or a stray fly buzzing through the room. My mind lurches between fatigue and alarm. Like many insomniacs, my angst has an origin story. It began when I was a child and is bound in my memories like a cankerous sore. In the summer of 1988, after I suffered nearly a week of high temperatures and perennial diarrhea, my parents, both in their early 20s, took me in desperation to Jackson Memorial Hospital, the same public infirmary in Miami where my mother would later work as a janitor. After a series of tests, I was diagnosed with typhoid fever. I spent a month there, at 4 years old, lonely and scared, curled up small in a hospital bed that felt huge. The stale air wafted through my nose while the EKG machine rattled through the night.